Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Everyone, gather around.
What day of the week is it?
It's Friday.
Did you get your shopping done?
Well, I've done all my Christmas shopping. I'm good.
All our Christmas shopping is done.
It all comes down to this.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Santa's making a list and checking it twice.
Ready when you are, baby.
So without further ado,
please welcome the finest broadcast.
Merry Christmas!
It's show ho-ho-ho-tard.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive Alf Morty, waking you up this morning, Christmas Eve morning, show number 2257, Friday.
Yes, it is.
It just so happens that, we decided, why not wrap up the year on Christmas Eve?
Yes. I even had people on Facebook, too, by the way, saying, well, shouldn't you guys be off today? Isn't this the holiday?
Mm-hmm.
It is not in our world.
No.
It is not. We're here for you. It's a very special edition, as you said, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve edition.
Looking forward to, we have a lot of things planned for you this morning.
Yes, we do.
As we celebrate our last show of 2021.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us and being along for the great ride that we've had this past year.
Exactly.
Okay, what are you doing now?
Nothing. I'm not doing.
On the ones and twos?
I know. I don't know. It's wanting to. My New Year's resolution for 2022 is to get a new computer. That's what that is. Yeah. Like you just.
Wasn't that 2021's resolution?
Yes, it was 2020's also. Yes.
How many tech guys have you gone through already?
I know. What are we on now with, two or three, I think, at this point.
Your computer's outlasted them.
I know. Yeah. So there. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. One of them called out sick because I don't think he wanted to deal with it. So whatever. Fine. Sure, Joey. Okay,
I think he did. He came in at like one.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not going to be there.
Well, it looks like Christmas out there, or seems like winter, because
what is
it's
that?
Cloudy with rain this morning. Hopefully, they say Channel 3, according to Channel 3, some sunshine by this afternoon, and then throughout the weekend, maybe with some high clouds. Otherwise, should be nice, they say.
Okay.
They say.
Let's do it then.
High today in the low 60s, low to mid 50s over the weekend. Got about 55 now.
Okay.
Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, goodness. Well, this will warm your hearts, gentlemen. Women spend about 15 more minutes looking for a holiday gift for their pet than they do their husband.
I don't doubt it.
I'll bet guys do as well. I'll bet guys spend way more time finding a gift for their pet.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So keep that in mind when she's out today looking for that. I just got to find that last minute bone.
Yeah, right. There's the guy and the dog sitting there. What did you get?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
You got socks. Dude, I got, look at this. Food, treats. Look at this. I got a sock,
so cool.
Too. This is great. A study by the tech guys, just so you know, people, reveals that right around 11:48 a.m., little before noon on Christmas Day, that's the time most people will give up trying to make their new electronic gadgets work. So I'm all done. I'm picturing you when I talk about this, Mike.
Oh,
you know what? This isn't working. It's not working.
Yeah.
Mike, on the button on the side, just push the button on the side. There you go. Now it's on.
Have you tried to unplug it?
Yeah.
And then plug it back in?
Plug it back in. Yeah, exactly. And kids, listen up. This is how Santa Claus does it. 46 international distribution centers and 400,000 workers loading those presents onto his sleigh. I know it. 60,000 workers developing optimized flight plans and communication with the FAA, because, of course, he's up there in the sky.
Yeah.
He's got to see what's going on. 7,000 people monitoring demand and tweaking his route in real time. Several hundred meteorologists making sure that, you know, the weather is whatever it is and he can skirt around it if he needs to. And about 40,000 people, listen to this, just to help him clear customs. So, yeah. So it's like smooth sailing, kids.
Well, no wonder he's able to get things done like he's able to.
Yes.
He's got hundreds of thousands of people working for him.
Exactly. But I still always picture, you know what? He gets somewhere and it's like, oh, crap, my phone. I forgot my phone. And I got to go back.
And it's that one dopey elf.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're what?
Yeah, we got it somewhere. I don't know. I'll find it for you.
Could
you
have to put it in the sleigh?
Could you call yourself Santa? No, I don't have my phone. Oh, that's right. Okay, we'll find it for you.
Where's the last place you left it?
That is indeed a few things you should know for Christmas Eve. And listen, stay caught up with our show or just have some fun while we are off. It's very easy on our website. You'll find our podcasts, 96.3kkld.com.
Mom and Dad, listen up. Here you go. This is some Christmas, pre-Christmas advice.
Yes.
I don't know who this guy is, but it's pretty smart. Listen to what he has to say about keeping the kids
okay
from being naughty
right
okay around this time of the year.
All right, so here's a tip for you that a little life hack for those of you that have smaller children. Take some boxes and put firewood in them and wrap them and put them underneath the tree. And every time one of your kids acts up, just grab one of the boxes and chuck them in the fireplace.
Yeah, just chuck them in the fireplace.
There we go. There you go. Wait. No.
Just like that, the kids will behave.
Yes, I'm sure they'll be fine. There will be no tears or screaming and yelling there.
No, not at all.
Take some boxes and put firewood in them and wrap them and put them underneath the tree. And every time one of your kids acts up, just grab one of the boxes and chuck it in the fireplace.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What was your parents' threat to behave?
Oh, my gosh. It was that Santa Claus wouldn't come. That was it. You
just
know what?
Basic.
Santa Claus isn't going to come if you don't stop. Okay, stopping. Look, I'm stopping.
Mom and Dad, if you're up early, what was your parents' threat to behave around this time of the year? Besides putting firewood in empty boxes and wrapping them up and chucking them in the fireplace if you were bad.
That's pretty funny. But if you don't have a fireplace, you know, what's the point?
What do you do? You throw them in the garbage.
Yeah.
Based on this guy, I really don't know who this is, but his advice to parents so you can keep the kids in line around Christmas time.
Yes.
Listen to this advice.
Take some boxes and put firewood in them and wrap them and put them underneath the tree. And every time one of your kids acts up, just grab one of the boxes and chuck it in the fireplace.
That's how he keeps his kids in line.
All right.
So we wanted to know, what was your parents' threat? Whether it was around Christmas time or not.
Yeah, right.
What was it? Carol's on the phone. Carol, what was it?
My parents' threat, my mother's threat, and this goes way, way back, is that she would take away our curlers and we would look like dogs because we didn't have hot rollers or any of that other stuff. So we had to straighten up our candy asses and be good because, you know, without those curlers.
I'll take them. I swear to God,
I'll take
these curlers away.
Oh, my gosh.
And guess what? You're going to look like dogs.
Did you know my mom?
Carol, I'm thinking back because I had when I was really young those little pink sponge curlers.
Sometimes we try to sleep on them just for beauty's sake. And were we nuts or were we nuts?
Yeah, we were nuts. They're supposed to be comfortable. You know, they're spongy.
Right.
Well, they have basically sticks going through them. Yes.
Yep.
Is that where you'd wrap your head in something like a babushka or toilet paper or something? Or?
Yeah, I didn't really do that. I know a lot of women did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, you must have some Polish blood in you because when you said the word babushka, that was my mother, little Polish lady
the
way.
Oh, yeah.
My mom used to call her grandmother babka because she was so mean. Babka. Carol Yakshimash.
Was that her version of a bleep?
That is exactly what it was. She's like, we were kids. We didn't even know, you know.
Yeah, we just knew that we had to be good.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right,
exactly.
Carol, Merry Christmas. Have a great new year.
Same to you guys. Thank you.
And we have one more piece of sound in dealing with kids. What is this now? Carla,
it's a guy did a parody to Honky Tonk Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll translate for you once you hear it.
All right, listen to this.
Christmas time's a
tantrum.
Yes. Yes, you did, Mike. Christmas time's a festival of greed. It's a holiday tantrum. Gimme, gimme, gimme is all the kids say.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, good stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I'm so glad you brought this up. And Carla played some sound for me off the air, and this so reminds me of your dad.
Yes.
And I can see why.
Man.
If you've listened to our show for any length of time, you know, and we've talked about Carla's dad, an incredible musician and a big star in his own right with his own band. And they performed up and down the strip, right, 40s, 50s, 60s?
Oh, right on up, through like the 80s and some of the 90s. Oh,
on biggest TV shows that were happening back then.
Yeah.
With some of the biggest stars, Frank Sinatra. I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah.
So when you played this for me, I can understand why this would remind you of your dad. This is a guy, this video has gone viral. He's playing the song Flight of the Bumblebees along with Jingle Bells.
Yes.
At the same time. Listen to this. That in his prime.
No problem. Yeah, no problem at all.
But that is awesome.
Anybody who has played piano or has even seen a piano, it's so hard to play two different things with, you know, either hand. It's very hard.
I mean, you can do it well.
Yes, you can do the chords with one hand and play the melody with the other, but playing two separate songs, that is really, really tough.
Right. That's great. That's awesome. All right, as we continue with our Christmas Eve extravaganza, I think, you know what, Carla? I think we're the only show that plays Christmas songs for dogs and pets alike. So here's another one for you. Listen up, dogs. Carla's Facebook Live. What are you guys working for?
I know. I don't think there's actually anybody listening this morning.
Stop it.
Angie is, because she's getting ready for work.
Oh.
But I think that's it. Is there anybody out there listening this morning?
Sure. People are up early.
Oh, Carol was. So there's one.
702-739-9636. If you are up early this morning, even listening this morning.
Yeah.
What are you doing up this morning, and how are you preparing for the holidays?
Right. Or are you up because you have to go to the mall? Jeez. That's all guys. So give us a call, guys, gals, whatever.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Yes, that's right.
I'll go get the milk.
Oh, no.
And,
I just have to make a couple quick stops. That's all.
All right. I bet you people are up this morning.
I don't know.
Why not? This is not a throwaway show.
Well, no, it is not. Not for us.
All right. Text or call. Better yet, call 702-739-9636.
Yeah, please do.
Tom from Texas listening on the free KKLZ app.
Yes.
He already called in this morning.
Yes. The wife of the boss put the cheese ball out, and they were already noshing on the cheese ball.
Celebrating.
Yes. Yeah, wherever you may be listening. If you are, I'm afraid everybody's either sleeping in or whatever.
So there's two people.
Okay. All right. Well,
checked
there you
in
go.
This morning. And you already talked to what? Kevin, our friend Kevin in Ireland?
Yes, that's right. John.
John.
Yeah. Yep.
Our real good friend, John.
Yep. Yes. Very
Kevin,
good friend.
Kevin, John, whatever. So. Yeah, look at phone lines are lighting up. This is awesome. We'll talk to some people. Billy Idol, Rebel Yell. Carla, we put it out there. If you're listening this morning, bright and early, we want to know what you're doing.
Yes.
Why are you up so early? Why are you listening?
There. Yes.
Paul's on the phone. Paul, where are you calling from?
I'm in Henderson, sitting out in front of the mall, getting my last minute shopping done.
I knew it.
Yes. Just waiting for it to open.
Paul, are there a bunch of other guys with you?
I'll tell you what. This parking lot is packed with nothing but dudes doing last minute shopping.
We are
going to get it done, and I think we're going to do some team tagging. Then one-to-one store, he's going to get something for me. I'm going to go to another store, get something for them.
Paul, thank you.
It's crazy. Split up. All right, you get the perfume. You get go to the pajamas.
Exactly.
They got their wristwatch walkie-talkies on, you know.
Yes.
Exactly. I should get that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
The best thing about last-minute shopping, there's nothing on the shelf. Price is no object.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Merry Christmas, Paul. Good luck.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Bye.
Boy, that's too funny. And you called it. You called it.
I knew there was going to be nothing but guys out there today. If there are women, they're out there because they want to be.
Right.
Guys have to be.
Phone lines lighting up. We'll get to more phone calls.
Yes.
But first, Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Movies out this weekend.
Yeah, Keith just said, yes, Carla, Mike, I'm up. Okay, fine, fine. Denise said, I am up. Just turned you guys on, heard you talk, and I'd love to call, but I sound like I have a frog in my throat because I just woke up. Merry Christmas Eve, you guys. Linda said, I'm listening. I'm at work. Ugly sweater contest today at work.
Nice.
Good luck, Linda. I hope you win it. She said, Merry Christmas to you all. Doris, she said, hey, I'm part of the morning gang. I'm listening. We're celebrating, of course, tomorrow, working today. Merry Christmas Eve. Love you guys. Thanks for being out there. You guys, thank you for being out there. And just so you know, Frank said, hey, I'm up, getting drunk, sipping on whiskey, listening to you guys. Right on, Frank.
We're right behind right you, on. Frank.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Channel 3 weather. Boy, it looks like, Chris, well, it looks like winter out there. It
looks really gross.
According to Channel 3, cloudy with the rain this morning. Hopefully, though, they say, Carla, sunshine breaking out by this afternoon.
Sure.
And throughout the weekend with some high clouds. Otherwise, today, in the low 60s, low to mid 50s over the weekend.
To my friends up in northern Nevada listening, my friends up in Reno, you know, good luck to you. They're digging out. Lots of snow. Lots of snow.
Lake Tahoe enjoying some skiing. And
yes, they are. They definitely, I mean, they love it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they love it up there. So.
And my daughter with her fiance and our grandson, Mikey, came down from Seattle. David said right off the bat, might as well stay at home. Well, don't you have a weather app up there? Don't you? I brought flip-flops. I was ready to sit out by the pool.
Yeah. Okay, I know. Do you have a phone, David? That's her fiance, David.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
Mr. Positive Thinking, always thinking positive.
My flip-flop. David.
You know what? If it makes you feel better, I'll put mine on and we'll just traipse around.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it is interesting to me that your son-in-law and your future son-in-law's names are David. I have both my sisters-in-law are Lori's, so...
They seem to run in packs.
It's confusing at times. Lauren, no, other Lauren.
David, too.
Yes.
Okay. 55 now. Let's catch you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This was some interesting news. Michael Keaton going to play Batman in the upcoming Batgirl movie. He says, I needed a fair amount of convincing to take the role. I was definitely not fleeing it. It just wasn't in my head. And then when it was just a question of, you know, calling when they had something good, you know. So he's doing it. I like it. I liked him as Batman
I thought he did a good job.
I mean, it was 25 years ago, was it, maybe?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
No, more than that.
Yeah,
huh?
Maybe. Yeah, probably so. But, I mean, at least.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah. No. But he had great Batman lips. He did. You could only see those, you know.
Out of everything.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful Batman lips. He really did. Elton John
What do they call it? The cowl or whatever?
The scowl. No.
The headpiece.
Oh, his headpiece. Oh, yeah. I know. It's just a half. Just a half headpiece.
Right. Just when you audition.
89.
Okay. There you go. Wow. 32 years ago.
Just need to see your lips.
Stop it. 89.
You got good Batman lips.
Yeah.
You got the part.
And you can talk like Batman.
I'm Batman.
Elton John was on the Today Show. He said he can't wait to retire and just be with his children. It always cracks me up when people do this because I'm pretty sure Elton John could retire. He said, I need to be with them. I'll be 76 when my tour is over. I don't know how much time I have left on this earth after that. And I've had enough applause. I don't want to keep keep traveling. He said, I don't want to be away from my family.
Well, then don't.
So I know. Well, he has a tour to finish up, I guess. So then he'll be done, and then he can throw
the ball.
I
thought he retired a couple of times.
He did.
Okay.
This is the final farewell.
Oh, right? I
this
see.
This is
okay.
the final farewell, Cher. How about that? Jeez. I mean it this time. I mean it.
Seriously.
Yes. Friends say that Kris Jenner is obsessed with Kim Kardashian's new love, Pete Davidson. They said she loves him, completely taken by him. And she wants him to spend the holidays with them. I'm sure he will, you know. So, Well, mom likes him. That's not good.
Like creepy-like or...
I don't know, but isn't that the thing? Like, if your mom, if your parents like your boyfriend, it's like, yeah.
Like, they're really into him?
Yeah. Oh, he's the best. He's just one.
Come here. Give me a big hug.
Yeah. I mean, that's in, like, real world.
Oh.
You know, I don't know about Kardashian land. Oh, and this is kind of weird. You want weird? Alex Rodriguez, he may be dating Ben Affleck's ex.
Oh.
Lindsay Shookus. She's a model.
Shookus?
Shookus. Yes. Shookus. Lindsay Shookus, who was also, who else? I can't remember who else went out with her, but yeah, Ben Affleck went out with her for a while. It's weird because, you know, of course, Ben Affleck dating, you know, J-Lo. And I think Alex Rodriguez has a little screw loose. I'm sorry.
Just a
That's
bit.
Just, I think he's obsessed with J-Lo, and somehow he's going to, I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe that's why they ended up breaking up.
She found out that he's
not only in love with me, he's obsessed with me.
But he's sitting out on my stoop every night, and it's weird. It's weird. That is my take for Christmas Eve. Stay caught up on our show. Listen to those podcasts while we are off. Have some fun. 96.3KKLZ.com.
Friday morning, Christmas Eve. Who's on the phone?
Good morning, you guys. It's Paul. Again, I wanted to give you an update on our little split team deal.
All right, this is Paul. If you missed it last hour, we asked who's listening this morning, what are you doing? He and a parking lot full of dudes, they were all ready to go. Like you had said, the only people shopping are guys.
Yes!
And I'm all in Henderson. And so, Paul, what's the update?
I tell you what, we divided and conquered, and we ended up spending more money, four guys, $6,200 in an hour.
Oh, my God.
What?
Every time we went to one thing, they go, well, maybe every wife would like this. So they'd buy four or five of them. And so we went around the whole place, and we just kicked ass. Now we're going to pretend we're still shopping, going to breakfast.
Right on. There, you deserve it, my friend.
And then after that, take a knee.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, love you guys.
Paul, you're awesome. Thank you.
All right,
bye. That's amazing.
$6,200. All right. Okay.
All right. Those the tickets for the mixtape tour. Giving those away here in about 7 minutes. We have more tickets for the mixtape tour. This is going to be at the Michelob Ultra Arena, Mandalay Bay, featuring New Kids on the Block and Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt-N-Pepa, giving you a chance to win tickets this morning. And being Friday, Christmas Eve, you're right, Carla. This is our Christmas gift to you.
I hope so.
All you have to do is identify the Christmas movie from this clip.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Easy, right?
Oh, I think so.
All right.
I love that.
He was so good at
that. Great movie.
It really was. It still is. Here it is again.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah.
I just imagine Paul, who called in earlier, sitting around the breakfast table with his other shopping dudes.
Yes.
Going, we know that movie, right? What,
what
is that
know
movie?
That.
All right.
Come on.
Starting with caller number 9, if you can guess the movie title from that clip, you're a winner. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for the mixed tour tape.
It's for you to say.
Concert. All you have to do is identify the name of the movie from this audio clip. Here you go.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile.
Oh, yeah.
Noni, can you identify by title the movie that clip's from?
A Christmas Story?
Yes. Good job, Noni. Good job.
Yes. By the way, I'm proud to say my son-in-law, David, who's married to Kelly,
yes,
has the same trophy.
Ah, love it. Love it.
Right in the front window. And my daughter just shakes her head every time I mention it.
Such a great man.
Noni, you got the tickets. You're going to enjoy the mixtape tour with New Kids on the Block and Vogue, Rick Astley, Salt and Peppa, Michelob Ultra Arena, Mandalay Bay, May 29th. By the way, Larry Martino will have one last chance a little bit later on this afternoon at about 4:10 with Martino's Mystery Melody, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. You'll like this story. Wendy Swen of China holds the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of snow globes.
Oh, okay.
Been collecting them for over 20 years. Spent over 165,000.
What?
Her most expensive snow globe is a $10,000 Louis Vuitton.
Oh my God!
Snow globe.
Okay, all right.
And she has over 4,000 globes, and has arranged and displayed them into zones with different themes.
Her husband. Her what, Carla? Her husband has got to be thrilled.
Merry Christmas. And you'll like this. TikToker Liahova.
Mm-hmm.
Liahova is going viral for finding a hack to stop bosses from knowing when their employees are away from their computers.
Oh, no, 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 no.
It's a mouse mover. It keeps, so if you want to take a break or something.
Oh, so you can just program it and it'll just move occasionally?
It'll move your mouse like you're working. So if they check online to see if you're working.
Oh, my God.
Oh, their mouse is moving, so they must be at their desk.
She must be very busy, very busy. That's pretty funny.
So Merry Christmas.
That's pretty funny.
For the person that has everything.
Oh, my God. It's a 10-year-old that sits at your desk.
A mouse mover.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Like
I would have never thought about this.
My God. Thank you, though. Jeez.
This is awesome.
That's rather ingenious, actually. Mm-hmm. It really is. Well, Gordon is not Santa Claus, obviously, but he does take his reindeer with him everywhere he goes. He raised Dobby since he was a baby, and he said he's more like a pet dog now than a wild animal. He said, we have a very strong bond, and he follows me all around like a dog. I put him on a leash. He just goes with me everywhere. It's a reindeer, people. It's a reindeer. Now, he did say it's a bit of a squeeze getting him into a cab.
What?
Yes, Mike. Yes.
Is this like at the end of City Slickers?
When he brings the cow home? Kind of, but he said he just jumps in. So there you go.
And Billy Crystal has to put him in the minivan?
Yes, exactly. This is in London, though. So,
oh, okay.
So, you know, they don't drive as much there. You just hop a cab, and there you go. There you go. Whatever. And this story is just classic. Natarasa is his name. So he was flying a kite in Sri Lanka. Well, a huge gust of wind came up and pulled him into the air. He was about 30 feet in the air.
What?
And he said he didn't know what to do, so he let go, just came crashing to the ground, had to go to the hospital. He had some minor injuries.
You would think.
But you're not just hanging, you're not just suspended, you're traveling in the wind.
How big is this kite?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Or how little is he?
I know. Just picked him right up. Picked him right up. So
holy. That's the only thing I really worry about when doing stuff like that with, like, your, you know, our grandson when he was like 2 or something.
Yes.
Here, let Papa help you fly a kite. And then I look away for 1 second. Before you know it, there's Ethan flying away.
Right. But let's be honest with each other. When's the last time we actually got a kite in the air? Okay. Yeah. All right. Tour.
Tail.
Tour.
Tail or no tail?
Yes, exactly. Oh, I would love
Run
to.
Faster.
Yes, keep going, Ethan. Keep running. It is indeed Friday, Christmas Eve. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start that, you know what, that day, this Christmas Eve, off on an even better note. And I really just, you and myself and Morty, I just want to say thank you to our listeners for putting up with us every day. Every day. It's been a tough year, the tough year before, and it's a tough time for a lot of people and a good time for a lot of people. But we appreciate you more than you could possibly imagine. And I think I speak for the both of you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few days. I promise you. Have a great, safe, healthy holiday season and have a blast. But be careful.
Kicking off a brand new year, hopefully better than the last two.
Yes.
All right. Let's stay positive and hope for better things.
Yes. And hashtag year. Carla's boobs.
Yes.
There
last
you go.
But not least.
That's right, Mike.
Fade to black. Is that? No, we have to. You know what? That's great. I love it. All right. Kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon for the last time of the year for us.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush, as he will for us all next week. We, of course, wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, and we will be back on Jan 4th, kicking off a brand new year with the Mike and Carla Morning Show. So do be careful, be safe, and, of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.